You're with SBS Radio.
In the southern Philippine city of Marawi, lives are slowly being rebuilt. A year ago, government forces finally drove out IS militants who'd taken over the city for 5 months. Today, charities like Care Philippines run workshops to prepare families for returning to the homes they fled. CARE's project coordinator in Marawi, Janera Abdul-Mu'in, says many have been living out in the open.
We provided cash assistance to those families for them to buy basic needs, and we talked to them. We talked to them, what are your problems? How are you? We asked them questions. Like that's actually a psychosocial session.
This week marks 1 year since the Philippine government declared victory in the Battle of Marawi. It all started last May when a small confrontation between IS-backed militants and government forces turned into a full-blown battle. Janera Abdul-Mu'in was in Marawi on the first day. She says, like many others, she fled the city with her family.
I was having my class with my students discussing, and then suddenly we heard helicopters and guns and all the explosions. We fled and we met some of those ISIS influence groups. We met along the highway, and especially my mother was so afraid.
Marawi was under siege as the militants embedded themselves in the city, and about 200,000 people fled as the military fought to take it back. After 5 months of urban warfare with most of the militants killed, the government declared victory. The Australian National University's Stephen Rood, who's lived in the Philippines for decades, says there was a heavy toll.
There was an incredible amount of damage. Several hundred thousand people had to flee the city. There was some 1,000 of the insurgents killed and almost 200 civilians and military forces killed. That was the first time in Southeast Asia that Islamic State affiliates have been able to capture and hold territory.
The United Nations estimates about 100,000 people haven't been able to return to their homes on the island of Mindanao, and some are turning to extreme measures to feed themselves. There are reports some families are offering their children for early marriage to sustain themselves. Stephen Rood explains.
Not exactly forced marriage, but married in order to get some sustenance, in order to be able to have something for the rest of their family. So it is a problem in many situations.
The Australian government has sent $20 million in foreign aid for recovery efforts in Marawi. The Australian military also sent spy planes to fly over the city during the battle. And about 100 Australian soldiers remain in the Philippines on a training mission. That group has trained nearly 5,000 of its Filipino counterparts in urban combat, a much-needed skill for soldiers who normally train for jungle warfare. Stephen Rood says that training may be vital.
Islamic State in the Middle East has proved very resilient over the years, and their affiliates are trying to imitate that in their resilience, to retreat and remain until they're in a position to come back again.
Miles Morgan, SBS News.
sbs.com.au